Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are on the bottom of Beis HaMelech, on the first Amud of all of Shas, and we are going to be doing Beis Amud Beis today. We left off after a discussion about when we start saying Kriya Shema at Maariv. And the first shita was Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasun Lecho B'Trumasa. The only shita, actually, that was quoted in the Mishnah as the starting point was when the Kohanim are allowed to go ahead and eat their Truma at night. Now, this was referring to a Kohen who was Tameh, and there are two things that need to be done in order for a Tameh Kohen to become Tahar and eat his Truma. Number one was that he needed to go into the Mikvah, wait until nightfall. I guess three things. Wait until nightfall, and then he needed to bring a Karbon. So the Gemara was saying, the fact that we are saying that nightfall is enough, this Tzeis HaKochavim is enough for the Kohen to go and eat his Truma, proves that all you really need in order to eat the Truma is to go into the Mikvah and for nightfall to come. But the Karbon is brought the next day, and you don't need that in order to go ahead and eat the Truma. You still need to bring it to become fully Tahor, but you don't need that in order to go ahead and eat the Truma. And that's where we left off. We are on the bottom line. Umimai Dehayu Baha Shemesh. And the Gemara brought a proof from a pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Uba Hashemesh v'taher," and the Gemara tried to prove from that pasuk that this is talking about when the day passes, and that's how we know when a Kohen is allowed to go and eat his Truma. But now the Gemara questions this and says, maybe the pasuk is referring to something else. So how do we know that it really is, in fact, referring to the end of the day, and that's all that you need? Dilma bias orohu umay v'taher taher gavra. Maybe what uva hashemesh v'taher means is a bias oro, meaning that it's talking about morning time. The sun comes out in morning time. Umay v'taher, and what's v'taher talking about? Taher gavra means that a person makes himself tahor, and how does someone make himself fully tahor? By bringing the karbon. So you tried to bring me the pasuk as a proof for the fact that all you need night and all you need is nightfall, but I could easily read the pasuk as teaching me that you need the next day and the karbon. So what kind of proof is that? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Bar Rav Shila, Imkein Lemakra vi taher, my vitaher. Taher Yoma, Kedamre Inche, Iarev Shimsha, Viidake Yoma. So the Gemara says, if that was the case, if it was really teaching us that you needed to have the next day and you need to bring the karbon, the Torah would have used the word Vitaher, which is more of a command, that the person needs to go ahead and bring the karbon. What about my Vitaher? So what's this word of Vitaher? Taher Yoma. So it's really referring to just the passing of the day, as people like to say, Iarev Shimsha, Viidake Yoma. The sun set and the day has passed and we move on. So that seems to be the proof. Uva Hashemesh V'Taher is talking about our case of just needing nightfall. Now the Gemara has a different version of this analysis that we just went through. B'ma Rava, in the west, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is Talmud Bavli, which was in Bavel, so in the west, in Eretz Yisrael. Had Rava Bar Rav Shila Lo Shmielu. They didn't have this teaching of V'Taher and V'Taher. So, but they had the same question. Uba Lu Mibaya. And they had the same question of Hay Uba Hashemesh B'Yashim Shahu Umay V'Taher Taher Yoma. O Dilma Bias Orohu Umay V'Taher Taher Gavra. How are we supposed to interpret this pasuk of Uva Hashemesh V'Taher? Is it talking about just the end of the day, and then we know a Kohen is allowed to eat his Truma at night? O Dilma Bias Orohu. Or is it talking about morning time Umay V'Taher Taher Gavra? And it's referring to a person making himself Tahar, which means that he brought the carbon. So which one is it? V'Hadar Pashtu Gami Braisa. And they answered, and they resolved this question in Eretz Yisrael from a Braisa. A Braisa is something which is on the same level as the Mishnah, the same time period, the same people wrote it, but some made them as Mishnayos and some made it as Braisas. But we're often going to bring Braisas as proofs or contradictions to certain things. So V'Hadar Pashtu Gami Braisa, and in Eretz Yisrael they answered this question with a Braisa. Midikatani B'Braisa, since it says in a Braisa, Simin L'davar Tzeis HaKochavim Shema Mina Bia Shimshahu Umay V'Taher Tar Yoma. A sign for the fact that we're talking about this pasuk is Tzeis HaKochavim, and from the fact that they use the sign of Tzeis HaKochavim in the Braisa, shows that we're clearly talking about our understanding, which is once nightfall comes, the Kohen is allowed to go and eat his Truma. Now the Gemara goes on. So Amar Mar, we said previously. Amar Mar always means we said previously. So we said in our Mishnah that the time to go ahead is Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasan Lecho B'Trumasan, is the time that the Kohanim, the time to go ahead and eat the Truma is the time that the Kohanim would go ahead and eat their Truma. And this was the only shita in the Mishnah as to when we start saying Kriya Shema at Maariv, but we then had three shitas as to when we finish saying Shema at Maariv. And all this was based on the pasuk of Ubishach Becha Uvkumecha. What does Ubishach Becha mean? When we lay down. What is that referring to with nighttime? So there were three shitas. Again, we had Rabbi Eliezer who said, we had Rabbi Eliezer who said that it's referring to the end of the first watch, Ad Sof HaShmua Rishona, maybe 4 hours into the night. We then had the Chacham who said it's until Chatzos, And we then had Rav Gamliel, who said it until Amud HaShachar, which got into a more general discussion as to why the Chachamim always say Chatzos, which is because they understand us and they want to keep us away from Avera. But the one cheetah that we had in our Mishnah was, to start, was when the Kohanim are allowed to go and eat a Trumah, which says Tseis HaKochavim. But now the Gemara is going to bring many different cheetahs as to a different starting point as to when one is allowed to say Kriyat Shema, trying to figure out which times are equal to which ones. So keep track the best you can. Again, as we pointed out, if you have any questions or anything, reach out, call, text, WhatsApp, anything. Don't get too caught up and don't ruin anything if you miss one point here or there. It is crucial to continue moving forward. But also, if you have more time, definitely go and look into these ideas. So Amar Mar, we said previously, and I will ask you a contradiction, that you are saying that this is really the time to go ahead and start saying Kriyat Shema. The Brisa tells us, when do we start saying Kriyat Shema at night? The time period quoted in this Brisa is when a poor person goes and eats his dinner, when he dips his bread into the salt. Until the time that the poor person gets up from his meal. Now, it's important to recognize that the poor person eats his meal earlier than the average person would because they need more light. They need the light for longer, and it's more important to them, so they would maybe go a little bit earlier in that regard. They have no candle to go ahead and light up their meal, so they need to start earlier so they have more sunlight, so they have more light. So says the Gemara, Seifa vadai pligi amas nisin, resha milema pliga amas nisin. So now this is a new shita for when we are going to go ahead and say and finish Kriyat Shema. So says the Gemara that the seifa, that the ending time, which was when the poor person gets up from his meal. So that's for sure arguing on our Mishnah, because as we pointed out, the Mishnah had three shittos as to when we start saying Kriyat Shema. The earliest of those shittos was 4 hours into the night. This shita would be 9 o'clock. It would be earlier. Again, remembering that they had no electricity or anything, so their nighttime was really nighttime. But this would be a much earlier shita than we saw in the Mishnah. Now, how would this shita understand the pasuk b'shachbacha means that you can only say Kriyat Shema when people are going to sleep. That means the latest time to say Kriyat Shema is when people are going to sleep, and people are going to sleep when the Ani finishes his meal. So that is for sure arguing on the Mishnah. But then says the Gemara, Reisha Milei Mapliga Amas Nisan, but maybe the first shita of when the poor person goes to eat his bread, how do we know that that's arguing on our Mishnah? So answers the Gemara, or says the Gemara, Lo, Ani V'choin Chad Shi'urahu. Really, that's not arguing on our Mishnah, because the time that an Ani, that a poor person goes to eat his bread, and the time that a Kohen is allowed to go ahead and eat his Truma when he was Tameh and now becomes Tar, that is really the same time period. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this. The Gemara is going to bring other brises to show that maybe it's not so simple that ani v'kohen chad shi'urahu, that maybe the time that an ani goes to eat his meal and the time that a kohen is allowed to go and eat his truma when he becomes tahar is the same thing. Who says that that's necessarily true? So says the Gemara, Uri Minhu, and I'll ask you a contradiction based on the following brisa. Me'im asai matlil nikros Kriyat Shema ba'arvis. When are you allowed to start saying Kriyat Shema ma'ariv misha shabnei adam nifnasun lechol piton ba'arve shabasos? So the Gemara now has another time, Divrei Rebbe Meir, from Rebbe Meir. The time is when people start to eat their meal on Friday night. Now, this is an earlier time than the rest of the week because people prepare this meal in advance. So it's that time period that would be the starting of when people can say Kriyat Shema. The Chachamim say that the time period we start saying Kriyat Shema is when the Kohanim who were Tameh become Tahor to go ahead and eat their Truma. And says the Gemara, Simin Ladavar Tseis HaKochavim, as we pointed out before, that a sign for this is that Brisa, a sign for this is Tseis HaKochavim. Now the Gemara goes into, or the Brisa goes into a bit of a side point, pointing out how we know that Tseis HaKochavim is really, in fact, nighttime. So again, overarching, what are we talking about? We're trying to figure out whether poor people eating and Kohanim eating their Truma are the same time period. We are now getting to a bit of a side tangent about Tseis HaKochavim and how we know that Tseis HaKochavim is really nighttime. So V'afal Pi She'ein Raya L'Davar, and even though we have no explicit proof for the fact that the day ends when the stars come out, Zechra Davar, we have a strong indication of this matter. We do have a strong indication. Shenemar va'arnachnu osim bamlacha v'chatzia machazikim b'ramacha me'alos ha'shachra tseis ha'kochav. The pasuk in Nechemiah tells us that they did the work with the spears from the alos ha'shachar, from the rise of the dawn, until Tzeisak HaChom, until the stars came out, Va'omer. And it says further, V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'hayom alacha. And we have the later pasuk, which tells us that it was the night that was used as a watch, and the day was used for work. So ask the Gemara, Mai Va'omer, why do we need the second pasuk to teach us about nighttime? We already had Me'alosa Shacharat Tzeisak HaChavim. Why do we need the second pasuk of V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'hayom alacha to delineate between day and night? Why do we need that V'omer? So answers the Gemara, V'chi tema michi arva shim shalelahu, because you might think, if you think that the second the sun sets, it's automatically nighttime, and the people who continued working after that, there were people who went and worked a little after that, they worked a little before the morning time, but it wouldn't necessarily tell us what's considered day, what's considered night. Tashma, so comes the Gemara and taught us, the night is for the watch, and the day is for the actual work. So now, bigger picture, what we were talking about again is ani v'kohen, the time period that a poor person goes to eat his meal, and the time period that a kohen is allowed to go and eat the truma when they become tar, is that really the same time period? So now the Gemara gets into its question. So kasa kadaitach de ani ubnei adam chachiru. So the Gemara was assuming that the time that an ani, that a poor person goes to eat his meal, and the time that an average person goes to eat his meal on Friday night is the exact same time. That was the assumption of the Gemara. V'amart ani v'kohen chachiru. And if we're assuming that an ani, the time period of the poor person, the kohen, and the time period of the kohen are the same thing, chachamim hainu Rebbe Meir, then the shitos would not make sense, because then they would be saying the same thing. Ela shmamina ani shi'ura l'chud, the kohen shi'ura l'chud. That poor person and kohen are two separate times, so it can't be that they are the same. So answers the Gemara, no, this is not a good rejection. Lo, ani v'kohen chachira, who really, a kohen and an ani are referring to the same time periods, but the Gemara's assumption, or the assumption of the Brisa, that the time that a person would eat on Friday night and the time that a person would eat when they're poor, that is not necessarily the same, but really the Kohen and the Ani is the same. So just to summarize, there are three time periods that we have, and we were trying to see which one is equal to which. We had the time period of when a poor person will go out to eat his meal. We had the time period of when an average person will go to eat their meal on Friday night. And we had the time period of when a Kohen is going to eat his Truma when he now becomes Tahar. And we're trying to figure out which one equals which. And right now we are left at the point where poor person and Kohen seem to be the same time, but the Gemara is not done questioning this. The Gemara says, V'ani v'kohen chachi urahu, is it really true that Ani and Kohen are the same time? Uriminhu, I'll ask you a question on that. Me'imasai matchilin likros Shema ba'arvin. We have another brisa which asks this question. When do we start saying Shema at night? Now we have a few more shitos. So one shita says, Mishasha karash hayom ba'arve shabasos. One says, from the time that Shabbos starts on Friday night, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishasha akonim mitarim lecho b'trumason. The shita that we know is when the Kohanim become tar to go ahead and eat their truma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishasha akonim tovum lecho b'trumason. But Rabbi Meir has a different shita, which is when the Kohanim are able to go into the mikvah to go and eat their truma. Now, we pointed out there were a few things the Kohanim needed to do. They needed to go to the mikvah, wait for nightfall, and then bring the karban the next day. The going to the mikvah did not have to happen at nightfall. That was able to happen during the day. So, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda v'ala Kohanim mibod yom heim tovim. But the Kohanim were allowed to go to the mikvah during the day. And we know that Kriya Shema of Mariv needs to be done at night. So, how do those two things fit? Keep that question on the back burner. We're going to get back to that. Rabbi Chanina Omer. Rabbi Chanina says, now another shita as to when we start saying Kriya Shema, Mishal she ani nichnas lecho pito b'melach, when a poor person goes to eat his meal. Rabbi Chai v'amri la Rabbi Yacha Omer, another shita, Mishal she ro b'nei adam nichnasen lahasev, when most people go to eat their dinner. So now, the Gemara gets to its question, V'yamar ani v'kohen chachi uru, and if you're going to tell me that a poor person and the kohen are really the same time period, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Yeshua, then the two shitas, we just had a whole list of shitas that were arguing with one another. One said the shita of when the kohanim are allowed to go and eat their truma when they become tahar, and another one said the shita of when an ani is going out to eat his meal. So clearly they are arguing. So what is the Gemara come to the conclusion? El lav shmamina shiura de ani l'chud v'shiura de kohen l'chud shmamina. It must be that the time period of the ani and the time period of the kohen are two separate time periods, and that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. Now asks the Gemara, Hai minayhu me'uchar. Now that we establish that the time that a poor person goes and eat their meal and the time that the kohanim are allowed to go and eat their truma are not the same time. So, Hai mi nahu me'uchar. The Gemara asks, which one of these two times is the later time period. So answers the Gemara, Mistabra de Ani Muhar. It seems logical to say that the time period of the poor person is later. Why? De Yamar de Ani Mukdam. Because if you're going to tell me that the poor person is, them eating dinner is earlier, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. The Shita of Rabbi Chanina, who said that the time when a poor person goes and eats his meals when you say Kriya Shema, that's the same now as Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the time that you are allowed to go ahead and accept Shabbos, because then they overlap. It seems to come out that the time period of the poor person is later, Shema Mina. We will continue from Amar Mar tomorrow. We are on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.